Blog Talk Radio.
Royal Dreams. Royal Dreams.
Up on my team, had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' save up like hives and fly to true ambition. Till them numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers old. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland and make all of you governments die.
Think of your crown, royal dreams, royal dreams. They try on me, run into armies, royal dreams, royal dreams. I'm riding through the mud, there's no more fantasy. It's all about who you know, those you call family.
Well, all right, all right, all right, all right. Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, March the 26th of 2019, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we want to talk about social influence. But when I talk about the social influence or being a social influencer from a perspective of a kingdom, the kingdom perspective as a kingdom influencer or a spiritual influencer. Now, we're living in an age of social influence. Now, that word social is really should be antisocial. This is the age of conformity. But social influence from the perspective that we want to touch on it today is from kingdomology or from kingdom influence to understand how your stories are points of connectivity, how to understand what is influence, what is the psychology, what is the science and the psychology behind social influence? What is the science and the psychology or the methodology, if you will, behind being a spiritual influencer? Excuse me. And it's really interesting because when we look at this, we live in a day and age, brothers and sisters, where it's extremely important because most people have difficulty understanding the power of influence. Now, influence is not one of those things that you've been taught. What we all, you know, grew up with, where you like have, you know, just a flashy personality, or you're very, you know, charismatic or very charming, although those things are, you know, important and interesting when it comes to understanding social engineering and the social benefits and social platforms for business and for being effective in this dimension. But in order to get past the social systems or institutions and the social inequality, social injustices that takes place, you need to understand social influence. And to the degree that you understand social influence, is the degree that you are successful in this life. So social influence is the ability to change the behavior of people intentionally or either unintentionally. It's the ability to change the perception of people. An influencer. We're living in the day and age of influence. It's really a tragic, and it's really very, very, very tragic that most people do not understand the psychology behind influence. So as a social influencer who now is a kingdom influencer and a spiritual influencer, it's the ability to take kingdomology, which is a combination of cosmology, biology, and theology. So kingdomology is a mixture of three points of light or points of connectivity. And it is a tragic, especially among the members of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, because, you know, without over under and understanding these points of connectivity, these points of life, then you do not have influence. So you're not able to build your brand. And so you could write, you could have the greatest product on earth, but you're not able to connect with the people because you don't have an influence. It's like, how does we talk about viral content? The word viral comes from the word virus. So how do you become a virus? A virus is a good thing when you are infecting other people to buy your brand or to buy your product, your service, or your information. In my case, I'm infecting other people to buy into kingdomology. I'm affecting other people to buy into spirituality. And so what are your lifestyle is your connectivity, and your lifestyle is told through your story. So storytelling or sharing value, sharing benefit, that is influence. And so to become a kingdom influencer and a spiritual influencer, you are sharing your story. It's your ability to connect with people. So it's your connectivity that produces your chemistry. And it's your chemistry that produces your currency. But the inability to establish this connectivity means that you're not going to have no currency. And most people that I know, that I see, they don't have currency because they don't have the ability to connect with other people. Now, we are living in a day of age where the old paradigm of conformity through fear is done. There's a few dinosaurs out there, but they're going to starve because the new age is not an age of fear anymore. So you can't make me conform with your fear. There's a few people out there that still fall for that trick, but it's not very many. The age of conformity through fear is done. That's the church age. That's the old age. So you're going to use fear to get me to conform. Conformity through fear is done. Now, it still works on some. But the young folks, this next generation, they're not buying your fear. That's why you would notice, and you will see, that you won't see very many 25 and up inside of most churches. You're going to see the very young, and you're going to see the very old. But you're not going to see no people that got brains. Because the Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear. So you can't influence, you cannot become an influencer with fear. You cannot threaten me and expect me to conform. Now, I was just born that way, thankfully. But I fought against it and I conformed, but it wasn't out of fear. It was out of compassion. So you can get more bees with honey than you can with vinegar. We've all heard that saying, but social influence occurs when a person's emotions and their opinions and their innate, non-conscious, their unconscious feelings are affected by a story. That's influence. Not by fear, but by faith. So conformity through fear is out, and conformity through faith is in. Now, you're going to find a lot of people that still use fear. And all you got to do is just sit back and watch. because you're going to see them slowly die because they're going to starve. Because faith moves mountains. The whole chapter of Hebrews 11 is the faith hall of fame. And it says, by faith, Abraham did. By faith, Sarah did. By faith, also the faith hall of fame is faith, is not fear. So conformity through fear is out. Conformity through faith is in. You can get people to conform if you use faith. And if you use faith in the form of a story. The ability to tell stories that are real and authentic, as we talked about yesterday, is the difference between the people who are successful and the people who are not. So I'm able to do 100 times more than most people do with their email list twice, 100 times size of mine. Because it's not about the number of the people in your organization. It's about the chemistry that you've developed in the organization. Chemistry, my brothers and sisters, chemistry. Because chemistry equals currency. If there is no chemistry, there is no currency. And chemistry through fear is done. Chemistry through faith is in. And so this chemistry increases your currency. If me and you don't have no chemistry, we're not going to have no currency. I don't care how old you are. If I cannot connect with you through authentic content, which brings about certainty, which brings about clarity, which brings about confidence, which brings about competency, which brings about consciousness, which brings about completeness, which ends up in connectivity-ness. The ability to connect with people is how you influence people. You don't influence people with fear. Now, I know this as a father, I use fear. My children, they did what I said, not because of chemistry, not because of connectivity, but my children, they did what I said because of fear. So I know fear will bring about conformity. But fear is not going to bring about currency. And it's not going to bring about chemistry. So I don't have chemistry. I mean, I'm developing it now, but I don't have chemistry with my children. When I walked in, they scattered. My children did not interact with me. My children did not have conversations with me. My children did not have no confidence in me. My children was not complete in me. My children had no connectivity with me because it was based upon fear. They feared me. They did what I said out of fear. They didn't do what I said out of faith. So I know that paradigm doesn't create currency. It will create conformity, but the conformity is out of fear. And it will not create morality. See, there's a big difference between understanding those two points. Because in order to be effective, you cannot get people to compromise their individuality for your conformity. It's the ability to accept people as individuals. This is the art of nonconformity, where you set your own rules, you live your own life, and you change the world. Because the world is looking for people who understand the psychology of conforming through faith and not fear. It's the ability to connect with me with our shared interest, that is mutually beneficial, mutually. It doesn't benefit just one man or one woman. It benefits the whole. It benefits everybody. That, brothers and sisters, is a new paradigm of social influence. And to the degree that you can and understand the difference between those two paradigms, that is the degree that you will become successful. Because you cannot legislate morality. There is a huge difference between conformity and morality. Conformity is doing what everybody else is doing regardless of if it's right. That's religion. Religion doesn't ask you if it's right or wrong. You do it because everybody says to do it. Morality is doing what is right regardless of what everybody else is doing. Conformity is doing what everybody else is doing regardless of what is right. Conformity is doing what everybody else is doing regardless of what is right. Let me say that again. Conformity is doing what everybody else is doing regardless of if it's right or wrong. More importantly, regardless of if it is productive or not. That ship has sailed. And brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand, because I grew up in the old school, and I did that to my children, and I almost destroyed my sons, and I almost destroyed my daughters. And I'm in the process of repairing my relationship with my children because I was an old school conformator that used fear, that used authority, that uses brute force, that was devoid of any chemistry and any connectivity. And what that does is it shuts off and it shuts down the individual spirit. So conformity through fear, fear-based conformity is done. Fear-based conformity is over. It is my prayer that I hope to God that you're not still in an environment where you are conforming because of fear and not faith. Social influence and social justice overrides all of the social norms and all of the social injustice once you understand how to become a social influencer and how to become a kingdom influencer and a spiritual influencer. Because now you understand the true definition of morality, which is doing what is right regardless of what everybody else is doing. So if everybody else is going right, if everybody else is doing something wrong, I'm not going to conform. I don't care if I'm the Lone Ranger. I used to be concerned about what other people think, and so I went along with the masses. And if you drop the M, that makes you an ass. So I'm no longer been a part of the asses or the masses. Conformity is doing what everybody else is doing regardless of your own personal conviction. That is not going to bring about the attention, which brings about the audience. You have no audience because you garner no attention. Now, I got an email list of less than 100 people, and I can generate over $100,000 with that email list of less than 100 people. And I know people that got an email list of 100,000 people, and they don't make over $100,000 with an email list 10 times the size of mine. What is the difference between my email list and what is the difference between their email list? You might want to write this down. The difference between my email list and everybody else's email list is what the current harmonious arrangement has defined as influence. I don't like the word social because, again, we know social media is actually antisocial. It makes you antisocial. But the ability to connect with people on an emotional level. Can you, remember I said yesterday, the universe needs to hear your story, your true, authentic story. That brings about conformity. That brings about three things. That brings about an true, authentic identification. That brings about a true, authentic internalization. And that brings about a true, authentic transformation. Somebody should write that down. Now, this is what I do, and I just stumbled upon this by the grace and mercy of the forefathers. Because when I analyze and I see all of these programs out there on marketing and how to make your stuff go viral and Facebook algorithms and Instagram, and everybody's telling me, dude, you don't do no YouTube marketing? No. You don't do no Facebook marketing? No. You ain't got no business cards? No. You ain't got no signs? No. You ain't got no, you know, affiliated marketing program? No. So everything that every bit, if you go to Harvard and Yale right now and you go to Red McCombs Business School up at UT Austin, everything I'm doing, they don't teach there. I have a book that I wrote 20 years ago called Metaphysical Marketing. I've been doing that for 20 years. Metaphysical marketing, that's what I do. Meta, that means before. Physical means physics, before the physical. There is something that needs to be done, according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. This is physics. This has nothing to do with religion. If you can understand physics, you'll understand marketing. You'll never be broke, and you will never have a 9-to-5. You will never work for another man. No man has dominion over another man. I cannot find it. We did that already. Genesis 1:26. You got dominion over 5 kingdoms, and not one of those kingdoms is another human being. You should not work. Erdogan, agree. Your brain should not be immersed in another man's purpose. Your brain should be immersed in your own freaking purpose. But we are conformed. They bring about conformity to fear, through fear, fear-based conformity. If you don't conform, something bad is going to happen to you. That's why you do everything you do. Why do you drive the speed limit? You don't want to get a ticket. Why do you pay your taxes? You don't want the IRS to take your business. Why do you do everything you do? You do everything you do out of fear. You don't do nothing out of faith. I mean, maybe not you, but, you know, people you know. Now, once you get to the point of understanding, remember, stories are points of connectivity. I like to call it points of light. Yahushua came that you may have light and life, and light more abundantly. These are points like interest, which activates points of light in the spirit, which is the ability to engage more people and therefore garner more resources because of the emotional connection that's brought about through stories. That's why Yahushua only taught in parables, because parables is parable A, and parable A is the ability to tell a story using one thing that means something else. So I can tell a story and I can talk about farmers, but I'm talking about mechanics. I can use a story about planting a seed in the ground, and I'm talking about biology. But I can use a story about a farmer who takes a seed, or I can tell a story about a parable of a sower about people who are given talents or money. And one man was given one talent, another man was given 2 talents, 3 men was given 3 talents. One man was given $1, another man was given $2, another man was given $3. And I can tell a story about dollars that relates story about success. That's a parable, eh? That's a parable. So stories allows me to do something. When I tell a story, that's why your story, marketing is out. All of this, you know, labeling and, you know, putting emphasis on graphics, I do my own graphics. My daughter who's actually, my middle daughter who's actually, understand graphics. She's like, Dad, I need to redo all of your book covers. And then, you know, yeah, they probably could be redone. People read my book who are English majors, and they say, Doc, yeah, we need, you know, you need to edit your books. Because in there you got O-R, and what you meant was A-R-E. Or you got, you know, W-E-R-E, and you meant W-H-E-R-E. So there's some grammatical errors. Well, I'm not an English major. But why do people buy my books despite the errors? Why do they buy my books despite the lack of these awesome graphics? Why do people listen to my YouTube videos are made with my cell phone driving my car. Why do people listen to my and watch my YouTube videos? Because of the emotional connection. Because I'm telling a story that has value and benefits to the listener. If you can tell me a story, and in that story about your real life experience, not no shizness you read out of a book. If you ain't got no experiences, you ain't got no stories. That's why I never tried to stop my kids from doing anything. I tell them, you know, like drinking. I don't drink. I tell all my kids, man, I don't think y'all should drink. But now if they drink, I know they're going to gather some experiences, and then they're going to come back and they're going to tell me a story about their experience. Yesterday I went to pick up my son. He just came back from Amsterdam. And my son was telling me a story about his experience. And one of my son's stories was a great experience that did 3 things to me. While I was listening to my son's story, it connected me on 3 levels. My energy, and my inner chi. If you can tell me a story that can connect on those three levels, I'm going to go in my pocket and I'm going to take out my money. Because that's chemistry, and that chemistry equals currency. You will never have a lack of currency as long as you have chemistry. If you got a lack of currency, you ain't got no chemistry. What you got is a bully. You're a bully. You like I was. When I raised my kids, I was a bully. I just beat them up. My kids didn't love me because of I was a father. They loved me because they was afraid of me. Why? I was afraid of my father. My father used to get beat buck naked with a wet rope, boiled in hot water. My grandfather used to chain my father to a tree and beat him with a rope. That's the stories that my father now tells me. So now I understand why my father beat me with a belt. The sins of the father is passed down to the son. But guess what? That shit just stops with my generation. My sons won't be tying their children to no damn tree. Conformity through fear is dead. If a Negro run up on me and try to use fear, he's in for a rude awakening. I don't do fear. Neither should you. There's no points of light in fear. There's no emotional bonding in fear. The psychological effects of slavery in Willie Lynch is just passed down by fear. The way to be a kingdom influencer, the way to be a spiritual influencer, is to use points of light, which is points of love. It's the ability to share a story with your heart. Because the heart emits 100 times more electricity and magnetism than the brain. So if you have an experience and if it didn't produce an emotional response in you, you think it's going to produce an emotional response in me. No, it is not. Do not share stories that didn't have an emotional impact on you, because it's not going to have an emotional impact on anybody else. My son was sharing stories with me from Amsterdam that had, and then he went to Dublin and then Ireland. Before that, he went over to Spain and been traveling a lot of different places. My daughter's up in Dallas, and you has a dance company. I talk about my children a lot because those are extensions of me. And that ability to understand how your audience are extensions of you. The reason that you have an audience is because you have their attention. And then, and the reason that you have their attention is because you got intention. So you mean to tell me you have no intention? So you come to this show. What was your intention to tuning in to today's show? What did you think was going to happen? What do you want to happen? Most people live their entire life and they just show up. They ain't got no intention. They just like, well, I'm just tuned in just to hear what you have to say. Most people tune in to look for error. They're not tuning in because they're looking for transformation. So your intention establishes your attention, and your attention builds your audience. And your audience, that is your community. That is your tribe, that they respond to your vibe. My tribe is my audience, and my tribe, they respond to my vibe. And my vibe comes from the seven C's that we've been talking about. And the seven C's starts with clarity. Once you get clarity of purpose, that brings about certainty. Once you get certainty, that brings about competency. Once you get competency, that brings about chemistry. Once you get chemistry, that brings about something called connectivity. Once you establish connectivity, that brings about something that's called consciousness. And once you get consciousness, that establishes something called currency. If you can over, under, and understand those seven C's, you will always have currency. But it all starts with certainty. And the certainty comes from your clarity. And the clarity comes from crystal clear understanding of whose you are and who you are. So if I was to ask you today, who are you? Not what are you, not what do you do, who are you? What is your innate attributes and characteristics? What do you know? Don't tell me what you believe. I'm interested in what you read out of the book. What do you know? What were you born with? What attributes and characteristics are you born? Are you a leader? Are you a laid-back, peaceful person? Are you very creative? Are you very independent? Are you very dependable and responsible? Are you very practical? Are you very adventurous? Are you a free spirit? Are you very nurturing? Are you very compassionate? Are you very intelligent? Are you very reasonable and logical? Are you very, you know, effective? Are you very analytical? Are you, you know, very royal? Are you very eloquent? Are you very stylish? Those are innate attributes and characteristics that allow you to influence people. So as a kingdom influencer, as someone who understands the psychology behind in the art of influencing people, which is the ability to connect with people internally, it's the ability to identify with people intellectually, and it's the ability to complement or to complete people intelligently. As a social influencer, you have the ability to influence people's opinions and to influence people's emotions and to influence people's behavior just by telling your story. But it must be your story. It must be true, and it must be authentically you. Because when you start lying to me, your vibe doesn't allow me to connect with you. We don't build no chemistry. There's no connectivity between us because something in your story is off. But when you come to me and you tell me a true, heartfelt story, my heart connects with your heart. That's chemistry. That's emotion. That's energy. So number one, to be a kingdom influencer is energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y, energy. Now, energy is what I talk about in order to do everything in life. Everything in life is based upon something that is frequently repeated and that produces an emotional charge. Somebody should write that down. You will never, ever, ever, ever lack if you got something that can be something that's frequently repeated. That means it's duplicatable and implementable. If you got something that is duplicatable and implementable, you will always have money. Because I can duplicate it and I can implement it. It's simple. Why? That's one of the attributes and characteristics of the forefather. Not the father, the father before him. Not the king of kings. Not the lord of lords. Not the prince, the prince of peace. See, what we got is a watered-down version of the original. You got to go back to the forefather. You got to go back to the king of the king. You got to go back to the lord of the lord. You got the lord. You go in the Bible, you got the lord. That's good. That's a start. But when you're ready to blow up, you got to get rid of that one for the original. You got to get rid of King James Version. You got to get the real version. Now, it's okay. That's better than nothing. But after you finish with that version, you want to go back to the original. You need to go back to the source. You need to go back to the pleroma, to the pleru, in order to over, under, and understand how to establish energy. Now, remember, energy is under, over, and understanding the mystery of the gospel. The mystery is a myth story, emphasis on the word story. Let me say it again. Father, touch the minds of your people that they may hear what thus says the word of the forefather. See, the mist story is a water story. This is the metaphysics of hydro and oxy genes. Because if you got hydrogen and oxygen, it activates sodium and potassium. And the sodium and potassium produces electricity and magnetism. And electricity and magnetism produces energy, and energy is E-N-E-R-G-Y and I-N-N-E-R-G, the energy. The energy is the inner God, the inner God inside of you. It is not outside of you. I know you're looking for a God out there. You may be worshiping trees. You may be worshiping rocks. You may be worshiping plants. You may be maybe worshiping stars, the moon, the sky. I don't know what you're worshiping, but whatever you're worshiping, if it's not inside of you, you're just like tongue-kissing the devil in the mouth. I don't recommend it. It's not good for you. This, my brothers and sisters, is social, which is kingdom, which is spiritual influencing. You will always have currency because you always got chemistry. You will always have an audience because you got the ability to garner attention. And you always have the ability to garner attention because you got intention. You will never work a day in your life. You'll always have more money than bills because you understand the art of influencing people's emotions, opinions, and behaviors. Once you master the art of influencing emotion, opinions, and behaviors, you will never lack for anything ever in life, ever. But you got to master it. See, right now you're dibbling and dabbling in it, and you don't understand the art of changing minds. Norman Vincent Peale wrote a great book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's one of the greatest books on social psychology ever written. The ability to understand how the different types of what we call social influence, that I like to call kingdom and spiritual influence, exist. Most people do not have a clear over under an understanding that conformity involves changing a person's attitude or behavior to get them to conform. Now, remember, I was raised old school where the way that you did that was through fear, punching you in the mouth. I'm going to threaten you. I'm going to bully you. I'm going to punk you. I'm going to talk about you. I'm going to make you feel bad. And after, again, frequently repeated emotional response, you're going to conform. And I went to the Marine Corps. They got in my face, and they yelled, "Hi, hi, 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 hi." But at first, it started at home. So I was drawn to environments that was toxic. And so I created the same toxic environment in my home when I raised my kids because I was younger, I was dumber, and I was stupider. But I ain't young, dumb, and stupid no more. I know that you get more bees with honey, with love and compassion, than you do with hate and fear and a bully pulpit. It's the ability to direct the influence of others. The ability to get people to do what you want them to do and they don't even have a clue. That's kingdom influence. That's spiritual influence. The ability to get people to comply when they didn't even apply. Can you get people to comply with you when they didn't even apply? They didn't apply to be, I'm going to get people to join my program, they didn't apply. They didn't even ask to be a part of the program. Everybody in the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, Life Management System, most of them didn't even apply. They just saw a YouTube video, and there was something that connected because that was an emotional connection that implemented the possibility of a benefit or a value that was told to them through a story called parable or parable A. That is the science and the psychology behind social influence. And without understanding that, you're going to need some clever marketing campaign. You're going to need some you know, nice, you know, book covers. You're going to need your books, you know, edited by someone who has a degree, you know, in English. You're going to need a lot of fluff because you ain't got no stuff. But see, I don't need fluff because I got stuff. The ability to understand, my brothers and sisters, how to change the minds of people by connecting with the unconscious desires of people. That's how you become a kingdom influencer. That's how you influence this globe. That's how you establish, that's how you do Our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed would be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Where? On earth, as it is in heaven. That's a kingdom influencer. A kingdom influencer is taking a high vibration and bringing it down to low vibration and changing the low vibration through what physics calls frequency resonance. A higher vibration, the thing that vibrates lower always comes up to match the frequency of something that vibrates higher. So why are you coming down, brother? Why are you coming down, sister? You need to stay at a high vibratory rate. That's why I don't do crazy. That's why I don't do fear. Because I already did it and I know it doesn't work. This ability, my brothers and sisters, to over understanding the power that you have right now to change your entire life by, number one, connecting with people on an energetic level. Number two, you got to connect people on an inner chi level. The chi is the prana or the pneuma. The pneuma is in the Greek and Hebrew, pneuma and the ruach. That means Holy Spirit in the Bible. That means a group of related thoughts. The ability to connect with the group so that way you can conform the group because the group has a mutually beneficial goal. So let me get this right. You going fishing. Now, my wife likes to go fishing. And there's a specific type of fish that my wife likes called red snapper. Now, right now is not red snapper season. And it's interesting because my wife does have no desire to go fishing. But let's say if you was like me, I don't know nothing about fishing. So if I was to go fishing right now and looking for red snapper, I got the red snapper pole, I got the red snapper bait, I got the red snapper glasses, I got me a red snapper t-shirt on, everything say red snapper. And I go out there to the middle of the Gulf, and I throw my rod out there, and I bring up a drum. Or I bring up some other kind of fish, and I'm angry, and I'm upset. So I go pray, and I get on my knees, and I cry, "Oh, Father, why hast thou forsaken me?" And the Father's like, "Negro, you're out there at the wrong time of season." See, the Bible tells us that we, in the book of Jeremiah, it says that the birds, they know seasons and times. But my people don't. The Bible says that my people perish for lack of knowledge, lack of gnosis. The seasons change, but people don't. We still got the old school system in place of fear. And they're trying to get people to conform by fear, and it doesn't work. People now are smarter than that. You can't go to no college campus and threaten people with fire and brimstone and think that shit is going to work. This is a new age that is said in the book of Jeremiah. Because the age changes, and with the new age, guess what comes with it? A new God. Now, I didn't write it. The cosmos wrote it. In the book of Jeremiah, the book of Genesis, it says that the stars was given to us for signs and for seasons. That's what it says in the Hebrew Bible. Now, I can go all the way back, and I can change, and I can tell you every age and every God of every age, the ones that's in the past and the ones that's to come, because it's already written. So all of this is written in the stars. So we go back to the age of Taurus. What's Taurus? He was a bull. So if you go back to 4190 BCE to all the way up to 2125 to 2125 BCE, all you hear in all of the books and back in that time is Taurus, because there was the age of Taurus. It was the age of the bull. That was why Moses was out. That's why Moses is always depicted in all of the ancient texts with horns. That's when the Baphomet was out. So the sign of the Taurus is Baal. So that's why in all of the ancient texts it talks about Baal, because it was the bull, because that was the age that it was in. It was called the Great Age of Taurus the Bull. Now, you can go back before that. Now, remember, we just left the Age of the Fish, the two fish. That was the Age of the Pisces. That's why we had two fish. That's why we had yin and yang. That's why we had duality. That's why we had heaven and hell. Because we were in the Age of the Piscean Age. Now we're in the Age of the Water Bearer, the Age of Aquarius. So guess what? We have different symbols. So without understanding the astrological age or the eon in the ancient text and in the Bible, it's called an A-E-O-N. Now, the scriptures specifically talk about each one of these age or these eons, and there are 12 of them, and they make what is called the great year, which is 25,900. Now, does anybody listen to the sound of my voice, live 25,000 years? No. So we don't go back and research the seven times prophecy that it talks about. There is a prophecy that talks about the 25,000 year cycle. It's called the Great Cycle. Now, in the kingdom of Israel, it was divided into certain, now again, this is all inside the book of Leviticus, chapter 26. And it talks about this in Leviticus, chapter 26, starting with verse 18 through verse 28. It's also in the 7 weeks story in the book of Daniel. where, again, Daniel gives his prophecy, and he breaks it down. But remember, it's in a parable. It's a story that says one thing, but it contains, like Jesus said, he only taught in parable. He only taught in a parable. He means I'm going to use birds, but I'm going to be talking about oranges. And I'm going to use, he uses one subject to convey meaning of another subject. And the inability to understand the original subject that was being conveyed, then we don't understand the story. Like, for example, when we talk about Jacob's ladder, when we talk about the story of Abraham and Isaac, when Abraham took Isaac and he heard the voice that said to, hey, sacrifice your son. And when he was taking him, right before he was going to sacrifice him, there was a ram in the bush. The ram represents the age of the ram, and that is the age of Aries. And so by understanding the parable of each of the stories inside of the biblical narrative or the biblical text, especially the one that we're going into right now, that gives you ability to do something. That gives you the ability to connect with people. That overrides fear and establishes faith, because it doesn't bring about doom and gloom. It brings about the water of life. So Yahushua says, I am. Yahushua came that we may have life. So now we're in the age of life. Represents water. Water represents enlightenment. So now the Bible says that the young men will dream dreams, your old men dream dreams, prophesy. Because why? We are in the age of the water bearer. And notice the water is pouring out. Luke 17:21 says, when you see the man with the pitcher of water enter into the city is the cell. That's why you are dying. So the key to life is getting water into your cells, not to your tongue. And so as I've talked about, and as Sister Martinette, the young sister that I just met, Dr. T, is sharing greatly in her book that talks about the lymph nodes and talks about how the body decays and the telomeres on your DNA, which I've been saying for 20 years, now science is saying the same thing. Well, they've been saying it. It's just now coming to light. So now I can influence people who are dying of preventable diseases because I can tell them a story that benefits them, that says, dude, if you put lime in your water and if you eat green leafy vegetables that has a lot of fiber in it, it can carry the water molecule into the cell, just like it says in the book of Luke 17:21. So the book of Luke is nothing about a physical dude going into a physical city. The inability to understand chemistry destroys your currency. And people are dying because they do not understand what I have in my book, The Biology of the Temple of God. That's just one story. You are a fearfully, wonderfully made individual. The scripture says that, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Ruach and the Pneuma? I love the way it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. I get a little excited. Well, see, when you got the keys to the kingdom, that makes you king. Father, touch the minds of your people that they may destroy the ignorance. When you got keys, remember the Bible says, woe unto you lawyers. Lawyers are liars. Liars are lawyers. Lawyer, liar, liar, lawyer. Lawyer, liar, liar, lawyer. Woe unto you lawyers. You took away the key of knowledge, and you yourself cannot enter into the kingdom. Remember the word kingdom is not a place. Kingdom in the Greek and in the Hebrew means basileia. That means the right mind that brings about dominion. That's why I got the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, because we don't work for other people. We work for the king. We got dominion. No man has dominion over another man. I can't find that nowhere in the scripture. You got dominion, brother. You got dominion, sister. 2 Corinthians 6:16 says, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols? So my question to you, my anointed brother, my question to you, my educated sister, what agreement do you have with tri-idol? So idolatry is the word tri and the word idol. An idol is something that has your attention that's not according to your design. So the scripture says, what agreement has the temple, you, with an idol? For you are the temple of the living God. Notice, my God is living. I saw the living God. For what good does the temple have of the living God? For God has said, I will dwell in them. Now, that can't be right. That must be a misprint. Because I thought God was up in the sky somewhere, sitting on a big chair. No, it says, I will dwell in them. There's 225 scriptures inside the King James Bible that says, be in Christ and Christ in you. John 10:1 says, anybody who do not believe that Christ came in the body is not of God. Notice where he's at, in. I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. All brothers and sisters, you've been lied to. You see, my anointed brother, you see, my beautiful sister, you got 10 kingdoms that you're supposed to rule. Number one, the skeletal kingdom. Number two, the muscular kingdom. Number three, the circulatory kingdom. Number four, the digestive kingdom. Number five, the urinary tract or the urinary kingdom. Number six, the nervous kingdom. Number seven, the reproductive kingdom. Number eight, the lymphatic kingdom. Number nine, the endocrine kingdom. Number 10, the respiratory kingdom. Are you supposed to walk in the light of the day? The battlefield is the mind. You see, many of us, we are too carnally minded to be earthly. That means kingdom. Good. You're supposed to influence the kingdom. Those 10 kingdoms, become a kingdom influencer. Influence your own kingdom. Because the kingdom of God is within. There's 10 levels to this kingdom. Skeletary, muscular, circulatory, digestive, urinary, nervous, reproductive, lymphatic, endocrine, respiratory. Those are the 10 kingdoms, and you have been given 10 keys. You're supposed to oscillate and vibrate. You're supposed to open the door. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That is your job, because the body is the Bible, and the Bible is the body. Let me say that again, Father, touch the minds of your people, that they may hear what thus says the word of God. The body is the Bible, and the Bible is the body. 1 Corinthians 3:16 again, know ye not that your temple, that you are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. Where does he dwell, brother? Where does he dwell, sister? Be a kingdom influencer. Be a spiritual influencer. Bring about conformity through faith, not conformity by fear. Exodus chapter 25, verse 8. Exodus chapter 25, verse 8, Old Testament. In case there are some old school thumpers out there like me. Exodus 25, 8. And let them make a sanctuary for me, that I may dwell in the midst of that sanctuary. You, my brother, you, my sister, you are that sanctuary. Your DNA is a physical picture of the temple of God. Your DNA is the language of God. Your DNA functions exactly the same way the Hebrew language functions. If you trace the Hebrew language all the way back, you trace it back to the cuneiform text, back to the Sumerian text, back to Eden. DNA is the language, my brothers and sisters, that unfolds inside of the body. That's why there are 22 proteins in the body, and there are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. That's how the word becomes flesh and walk around men. The DNA molecule is the instruction manual for forming amino acids, which brings about the elements of the proteins that brings about the biochemical process that we call biology. Bio, B-I-O, that means a course of living. Ology, that means based upon words. If you say the right words, you establish the right course. If you say the wrong words, you establish the wrong course. You are on the wrong course, my brother. You're using fear to try to bring about life. That dog don't hunt. The proteins that form that are called amino acids, the DNA molecule, my brother, the DNA molecule, my sister, is based upon the Hebrew alphabet, 22 letters. Those 22 letters are found all throughout the Helios Biblios. All of this I break down inside of all of my books, which is what I've been saying for the last 20 years. Why? Because it changed my life. And if it changed my life, from where I came from, I know it'll change yours. You are a biological, electrical, chemical being, period. And your ability to take hydrogen and oxygen. Once you put that hydrogen and oxygen, that is the word. That hydrogen and oxygen that activates sodium and potassium. The sodium and potassium pumps, go to Google and type it in, sodium and potassium pumps, look at it. That's inside your body. Once the sodium and potassium pump is activated, that activates the electricity and the magnetism. Once the electricity and the magnetism is activated, that activates your energy and your energy. Your energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y, and your energy, I-N-N-E-R-G, energy. Then you can walk through devils. You walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and you will fear no evil. Why? You are an electromagnetic radiation, light. You are a light being. And now I can change your wavelength by using gamma rays. Gamma is code for gamma. So gamma waves changes electromagnetic waves. So if I walk up to you, and if you're a black man, and I call you the N-word, I'm going to change your gamma. Why? You're going to get all pissed off, and you're going to put your hands on me. If you're Caucasian, I walk up to you and call you a cracker. What are you going to do? It's going to change the radio waves that's inside of the body. This is called nonverbal communication. Meaning, even though the verbal is said, it's the frequency, it's the intent. Remember, intention establishes attention. Attention establishes your audience. That's how you influence people. Your ability to influence people, my brothers and sisters, is broken down biologically and is broken down theology, based upon the theology. At the end of the day, your story that you tell must be frequently repeated, and it must produce an emotional charge. You telling me a story that doesn't produce an emotional charge in me is not going to bring about a connectivity to me. Since there is no chemistry, I'm not going to give you my currency, because I only give currency when there's chemistry. Your story must establish chemistry. If your story doesn't establish chemistry, I'm not going to give you my currency. You, my brother, you, my sister, must do exactly what Yahushua did. He told stories. He was a good storyteller. And he told stories in the form of parable. Only he had an outside meaning and an inside meaning. And if that inside meaning can activate my energy through the process of emotion, E for energy. Motion is currency. So my energy starts to move. That's called currency. So that currency is called energy. So when you tell a story, it must connect with points of connectivity. Your story is the point of connectivity. And your story is the point of conformity. So don't try to make me conform with fear. I will willingly conform with faith. But we've been using fear to try to bring about conformity. People don't conform, not anymore, with fear. People only conform with faith. People conform when you tell me a story that touches my heart, and my heart connects with your heart, because you've been authentic. You've been real. I know you're not fake. I know you're not phony. I know I can open up my heart to you, and you're not going to try to misuse or abuse me. So the ability, this is the psychology behind this thing that is called social engineering. The dominant culture, the powers that be, they are socially engineering you. And I just recommend that you spiritually engineer yourself. So you're going to be socially engineered by someone else, or you can be spiritually engineered by yourself. I recommend the latter. If I'm going to conform, I'm going to conform to my individuality, not to your propaganda. So the art of nonconformity is key in being a nonconformist. Why would I conform to your agenda when the Father has given me my own? Your ability to connect with yourself by going through the seven C's that we talked about earlier. Because your purpose starts to establish the seven C's. And out of all the C's, the most important one is the first one, clarity. Because when there is no clarity, my brother, if there is no clarity, there's no certainty. If there's no certainty, there's no competency. If there's no competency, there is no connectivity. If there's no connectivity, there is no confidence. If there's no confidence, there's no chemistry. And if there's no chemistry, there's no consciousness. If there's no consciousness, there's no currency. But it all starts by you understanding your purpose. That is a kingdom influencer, not a social influencer. They're very similar, but there's a big difference been from being a social influencer and a kingdom influencer. Because remember, there's a big difference between conformity and morality. This is the psychology behind connectivity. This is the psychology behind spirituality. This is the psychology behind morality. By understanding the difference between morality and conformity, and not confusing morality with conformity. Because conformity is doing what everybody else is doing without even considering, is this right or wrong? But more importantly, is this productive and is it producing assets? Conformity means you do stuff, you don't care whether it's a liability or an asset. You're just doing it because everybody else is doing it. That's conformity. Oh, everybody else is going right. Okay, are you making money going left? No, we're not making no money. Okay, are you getting healthier? No, we're not getting healthier. Are you getting wiser? No, we're not getting wiser. Is your relationship getting better? No, they're not getting better. But everybody, Brother Will, everybody's going left. So I'm going left too. What, so you're not interested in profit and loss? No, I just want to conform. Okay, good luck with that. But then we've got the other side, morality. And morality is doing what is right regardless of whether or not everybody else is doing it. Now, morality is better than conformity, but morality still is not causality. Notice they give you option A and option B. I didn't even talk about option C. I never put option C on the table because they don't. So they tell you, hey, choose between conformity and morality. They are two wings, Republican and Democrat, but it's the same bird. So if you're a Republican, left wing. If you're a Democrat, right wing. But it's still the same bird, man. The bird is still flying. He got two wings. So whether it's conformity or morality, it's the same bird. How about causality? See, I deal with cause. What's the cause of your conformity? What's the cause of your morality? Oh, so you moral because you're afraid. Okay, that dog don't hunt. Oh, you conforming because everybody else is doing it. Okay, that dog don't hunt either. What is the causality? See, causality, if you can be, remember the word because, my favorite word? Because. Why? The word because is the word be, cause. See, that's me. Everything that happened, I cause. So if something bad happens, I don't blame the white man. I don't blame my wife. I don't blame the kids. Well, sometimes I blame the wife, you know. I just, you know, every once in a while. But I don't blame nobody. Why? I'm the cause. Be the cause, brother. And then own your dirt. Own your story. If you make a mistake, yeah, Doc, I made a mistake. I'm gonna get back out there and y'all know my story. I've told my story a plethora of times. But see, my story is my glory. Your story is your glory, but you don't see no benefit in it. That's why there's no chemistry. And if there's no chemistry, there's no currency. That means you gotta go get a job. I'll never have a job because I always have chemistry. I'll always have chemistry because I always got a story. And I always got a story because I always have experience. And I always have the experience because every day I wake up, I'm creating. I'm a spiritual creator. I am a co-creator with the creator. Now, some of my creations, not as good. But guess what? My intention is always the same. My intent creates my intent. And my intent creates my audience. So my intention creates my attention, and my attention brings about my audience. And my audience is interested in hearing my story because my story establishes my glory. That's my glow ray. That is the ray that allows me to glow. And since I'm glowing, people say, hey, let me listen to this story because there may be something of value and benefit in that story. So today's story has a lot of value and a lot of benefit. That's why you're listening. And tomorrow's story and every other story I got. Because I don't tell stories that's not mutually beneficial. I'm not here just to hear myself talk. I'm here to make you vibrate on a higher level. I'm here to uplift the spirits of humanity. Why? That is my purpose. So I got, number one, clarity of purpose. What is my purpose? I'm a master teacher 33. What is a master teacher 33? A master teacher 33 is global consciousness, not individual. I'm here to lift the consciousness of the freaking globe. So if I don't know that, how the hell I'm going to share it? I'm here to share value with you. I'm not just here to just tell stories to make you laugh. I'm not no freaking comedian. I'm not no entertainer. I don't want you to skip and jump. Negroes love to have fun. We can bounce a ball and play music. But when the last time you created something of freaking value that benefits somebody else more than it benefits yourself? Now, I'm not no sports figure. I'm not LeBron James. No disrespect. I'm not no singer. I'm not Luther Vandross, or I can't, sing no sweet lullaby and create no emotional response. No, I don't sing. I don't dance. I'm not here for entertainment. I'm here for edutainment. I'm here to educate you, boo-boo. I don't debate. I educate. What's your story? If your story has something that benefits me, I'm going to tune in. And if you can connect with me, if there is some chemistry, I'm going to give you my currency. But if there is no chemistry, I'm not giving you no currency. When I go to a store, if I get good service and the waiter or the waitress connects with me personally, I'm going to give them a lot of currency. Because nobody does that. Nobody got time. Nobody's interested in me. Nobody's interested in my story. So when I do find somebody that is interested, oh, man, you can have all my money. Because everybody's in a hurry. Don't believe me? Go to the store. See what kind of customer service you get. You think they're going to stop, look you in the eye, and greet you personally? You call my phone number, who answers? Me. Personally, you email me, who responds? Me, personally. That's why I'm successful, because I'm personal, because I got a purpose, and my purpose came from a person, and this person has a place, and this place is going to establish prosperity, because it gave me a product that's the result of a process that's based upon some principles. Those seven P's, along with those seven C's, allows me to bees. Brothers and sisters, if you're not a part of the Kingdom Influencing Training Academy, the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, you need to email me today, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Email address again, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, because you need to write your story so that way you can expand your glory. I will be putting everybody that's already in the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, your product service information inside of the Life Management Center in Dallas, Texas. Me and my daughter and my son went out, looked at some great buildings, so we're going to be securing one of those buildings down. And then for everybody that don't have a book, don't have a CD, don't have a physical product, if you know me, you will have one by the end of this year. That's my intention. So that way I can host your product in my life management system, in my life management center. So that way, when it sells, bam, you get paid. You get something called currency. And I will be promoting your product and service and information along with mine. So I have, we looked at a building that has a separate section that allows me to have my own bookstore, my own life management system, and my daughter will have her DDA, the Dance Academy. My son will have his stuff in there. My middle daughter will have her stuff in there. It's going to be a whole family affair. If the wife want to pitch in and do whatever she's going to be doing. So we're all going to be doing something there. And I want to include you. Why? I'm a 33. What a 33? We uplift the spirit of humanity, everybody. If everybody on the planet, now that's going to be a small charge, just like I did with the Inspirational Grounds. Back then it was like $25. I'll probably keep it the same. Meaning, so for $25 a month, you can put your product service information inside of the Life Management Center in Dallas, Texas. And when you come on vacation to Dallas, you can do a book signing, or we can hold a live demonstration or something inside of the the Life Management Center in Dallas. Because why? Shared expense, shared revenue. That way everybody benefits. Mutually beneficial. Everything I do is mutually beneficial, not just one person. Everybody benefits. So email me today at masterteacher33.com for more information on the Life Management Center there in Dallas, Texas, so that way you can be a part of what we're doing. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. Here's a name that no man can pronounce. May the Son, the Ruach, and the Numa continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my beautiful brothers, as always, my intelligent sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Better watch out for them fake fools and snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude.